Hello, reporting live coming from Alexis Garcia, newly to Sacramento State. I come from Morgan Hill, California. If you don't know where that is, it's near San Jose area, aka known as the Bay Area. First of all, who guided me towards my writing? I feel like that's where it all starts about writing. Who is the one who taught you? Who's the one who showed you to write? As most of us could say, our teachers are the ones who guides us towards writing, picking up the pencil and writing and showing us how to write. As growing up, I had many different English teachers, some that I loved and others I couldn't stand being in their class every day. Looking back, I feel like elementary school was every kid's favorite time in school. Shoot, I would call it my prime time in writing because there wasn't so many guidelines in writing or expectations coming from these teachers that we didn't know about, at least. It was mostly writing that was free for all. And then you had those little scribbly pictures on the bottom to go with your story. Sometimes those drawings were so bad though, you couldn't even tell if it was a bunch of lines or if it was a stick figure. But every time your teacher would see it and still say you did such a great job on it. My earliest struggles in writing started in kindergarten. Starting school, the first thing most of us learn how to write is our name, is figuring out if we're left-handed or if we're right-handed. I struggled so much with figuring this one out the most because when it came to writing, my kindergarten teacher would make us write with our right hands because it was more common, and I never could get the hang of that. I thought at five years old, damn, how can people like writing? It's misery to me. Leading me back into people who guided me. I had this one lady that was a TA who hinted to me just to try writing with my left hand. Just give it a shot. And she guided me in learning to write my name in less than an hour in that class. Thought I was the big shot that day. Bragging to these kids, I finally got my name down. Neater the majority of the others too. Memories like that I like to think about when it comes to my work in writing. But the years flew by. I moved into harder English classes that I even began to dread to go to class. Middle school is where it started. I didn't believe my middle school teacher when she assigned an essay due the first day of class by the end of the day. It was the word essay that frightened me. Multiple pages, 1,000 words, all of that sounded like a bunch of BS I was about to write because I had no idea what to write about myself. And if I was writing, was even right? Was it even in an essay format? I was using the notepad on my computer, writing about me in a one page followed with a space in between each paragraph that was at least 7 sentences or up because those were the only skills I knew about. How many sentences were in a paragraph? Shit, I hated it. She told the class at the end of the day, it was just gonna get harder from here. I thought she hated me and she was just trying to scare me for my future English classes. But I thought wrong. I figured that out, it wasn't a lie, when I entered my freshman year in high school. Freshman year, I took English 1 with Ms. LaValle. Her class consisted writing these essays every other week, assigned readings, and tests that I wasn't even never prepared for. I had no idea how anything on the test related back to even what she taught us. I went into this class thinking I'd be able to continue bullshitting my work and having an easy A. It was about 6 weeks into school and my progress report came in. And I realized I need to take this class seriously now. The year flew by and I started picking up writing skills and I actually began to write, writing to learn. I actually started doing better in that class, thank God. But second year came, I was a sophomore. I had the same English teacher for English 2. I didn't mind at first because I thought I learned a lot from her. I believe she liked having me in her class freshman year, so sophomore year should be an easy transition from the better than the last year. I thought wrong. 1 year later, 1 year older, and the teacher turned into the most cranky, rude witch, I say witch, that I ever met. It seemed to me that she went from being the most energetic, passionate teacher that loved her job to being what I had felt dead and cold. And I'm not kidding. She began targeting my writing skills, but keep in mind, those were the skills that I learned from her mostly. I remember one time I turned into an essay and she called me out in front of the whole class. I say the whole entire class and told me she didn't even know if I was speaking English. Speaking English, I say. She thought my first language was Spanish. I don't even know Spanish. And she asked if I needed help. Needed help? I know English, honey. I'm speaking to you in English. She says she couldn't even give me a grade on this essay. I knew I had completed all the requirements for it. I tried so hard to get out of her class right there and then because she made me feel so low as a writer. Keep in mind, this was in front of the whole class. I knew I was never the best when it came to writing, but I knew I had the basic knowledge of writing, knew how to spell, like, what was in English to her? She couldn't even give me a grade on this essay. I started ditching her class and trying to avoid it at all cost because I couldn't stand her anymore. It was just the worst. Ever since then, I've always felt insecure about my writing all through high school because of one teacher until I entered my senior year. I took an ERWC class with Miss McKay. She was the most outgoing person and helpful teacher I've ever met. She taught me all about different writing skills and what writing was in one semester. Out of all the 12 years of grade school, I couldn't stand to write until she opened my mind about writing, giving me one-on-one time, explaining to me skills in different ways I never used to see them. The best part, she actually took the time to give me feedback that was helpful and understandable. And when I mean feedback, she gave me a lot of feedback, good or bad, but I didn't mind it because it helped me so much. She actually showed me what was wrong, what was right. But I mean, I'm still insecure about my writing. As of today, I still don't consider it something I enjoy doing in my free time. Writing isn't something I just go out and just do, but I do have goals for myself. Coming to an end to you, my only goal for writing this year and in the future is picking up more skills and maybe actually enjoying writing more than I ever have. But for now, I still don't understand writing as much and I still feel insecure about my work, but I hope that's gonna change